USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Later today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order in an attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 U.S. Census. At her weekly press conference, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacting to the news.
He'll try all kinds of things, but he has to get around that injunction. In the meantime, we're printing the forms.
Louisiana is on high alert with rain pummeling the region and now the threat of a hurricane. The National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Barry is expected to make landfall in Louisiana on Saturday and has the potential to become a dangerous hurricane. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is presently under a tropical storm watch.
There has been a shift eastward, and this means that there would be a possible Category 1 at landfall for the city of New Orleans.
Louisiana is under a state of emergency, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Earthquake insurance rates for some Californians are soaring. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
About 1 million Californians have quake insurance. Some 250,000 will soon be paying 2 to 3 times more than they have been. And it doesn't have anything to do with those recent powerful quakes in Southern California. The latest scientific evidence about where big quakes are likely to hit points to Southern California, and that's why some people in the L.A. area are looking at $2,000 a year premiums, while homeowners in Sacramento and Northern California can get a year of quake coverage for only about $300. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting around 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered to be deported but are defying those judges' orders by remaining in the country. The operation is meant to target members of illegal immigrant families who arrived during the border surge. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee authorized subpoenas for what they believe are 12 critical witnesses as part of the House Democrats' ongoing investigation targeting President Donald Trump regarding the Mueller investigation. Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the panel should just move on.
Another round, an episode of premature subpoena authorizations brought to you by the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. In the world of congressional oversight, today's markup makes absolutely no sense.
A plastic surgeon is warning folks from traveling abroad for cosmetic surgeries following the death of a New York woman who sought a procedure in the Dominican Republic, marking the third such fatality in the Caribbean country in recent weeks. Dr. David Colangelo is a plastic surgeon, and he tells Fox News it's never a good idea to have plastic surgery done outside the United States.
In general, we don't recommend medical tourism. When you go to another country, you don't know who it is that's going to be performing your surgery, and I think it's become difficult enough here in the United States for patients to navigate, you know, who to go to. We hear so much about, you know, board certification and things like that, and we know that's sort of a safety term, a buzzword for being a safe clinician. But the reality is that when people market themselves, even here in the United States, everyone calls themselves board certified. So it's very complex. Now when you go to another country, you know nothing about the credentialing and the qualifications of these people. So that's one thing that makes it, you know, sort of difficult.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.